Israel is preparing for the next conflict. Welcome to This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. February 13th, Friday the 13th, 2026. Israel, again, is preparing for the next conflict. I will explain myself. Before I explain myself, podcasts are archived on my website, thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I felt that you probably would want to know the next important matter in the Middle East. Yesterday, on the 12th, Wednesday, on the 11th of February, 2026, Benjamin Netanyahu met with Donald Trump. And the visit was cordial. It was important. What happened was eye-opening. The topic was Iran. And so with Donald Trump meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he stated, quote, Donald Trump stated, we have to make a deal with Iran. Otherwise, it's going to be very traumatic, very traumatic. I don't want that to happen, but we have to make a deal. Benjamin Netanyahu returned to Israel, and in the Jewish press, it was stated that he's very skeptical about President Trump's desires. He says that Donald Trump believes that this is a possible good deal with Iran. And Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, their neighbors, he sees it from a completely different perspective. It's very difficult to work with the nations in the region that are hell-bent on destroying Israel, the threat of attack anytime. And then there's the matter of the United States, you know, with doing whatever is possible to maybe not avoid the threat of Iran with its capabilities, with missiles, with the nuclear program. It's a threat to Israel, and it is a hindrance to the Trump administration, in the sense that it weakens the Donald Trump's position to bring peace to the region, to end any conflicts before they begin, or to address conflicts, to neutralize threats in the region before conflict begins. And Netanyahu thinks that it might be Donald Trump forcing Iran into a deal. They were also discussing the matter of Gaza. I'm sure the rebuilding of the area and the cleanup, the resistance that's still in the area, the problems they're having in the Gaza Strip. While at the same time, Donald Trump is continuing to build up America's military forces there in the Middle East, which is Bible prophecy occurring. I've years ago, when on the radio, I mentioned that there'd come a time when Israel would, for the most part, have to eventually go it alone with the matter of the danger, the threats in the region. And though the United States has been funding Israel, sending military everything needed for the military operations, eventually, if Donald Trump had not won this term, the Biden administration or the whoever replaced that administration, at this point, would have put Israel in a position where Israel would have been tied up, and restricted from any objectives to continue to remove and eliminate present and future threats to Israel's security. And the Israeli government is beginning to address that matter. Within the Israeli government, there's talk about weaning itself off of U.S. aid. And, you know, through the years, Israel has received billions of dollars. The Biden administration was in 2024, before the election, had begun to ease or to cut back on military weapons to Israel, furthering the conflict in Gaza, extending it. And but since Trump took office once again, the United States has supplied Israel with probably up to $22 billion in military assistance, and the war support a supplement yearly of $3.8 billion. And the United States sends Israel, that the United States sends Israel in defense aid annually. And Trump has been the reason why Israel was successful in achieving the victories in the campaign against the terrorists that it presently is enjoying. But like I said at the beginning of the program, Israel presently is preparing once again for the next conflict. Israel doesn't have a choice. There's, again, within the Israeli government, the thought that Israel needs to do whatever is necessary to wean itself off of the aid of the United States of America. That is going to be very difficult to do. And then here at home, you have protests that many who believe that the United States is supporting a Zionist state, well, there are, you know, within that concept and thought and the Zionism, there is pure Zionism, holy Zionism. Israel has a right to exist, have a right to a land, have a right to peace. Then there is the movement apart from what God intended for the nation of Israel and what the world has intended for Israel, that the world would eventually impose its power and its control over the nation of Israel, which is the dark side, like the dark side of the moon, would be the evil side of what we term of the term Zionism. The Christian people, especially the evangelical churches, because the view is that Israel will be the nation that will rule in the coming thousand-year millennium of Christ. The Christian people believe that Israel should be supported, should be helped, should receive our assistance and our prayers. And that is, in a pure sense, true. Now, to assist Israel unknowingly, or to assist a Zionist thought unknowingly, which would eventually lead to the United States of America or the UN or a world government setting up their actually setting up in Jerusalem a center of control over not only Israel, but the nations. Now that is the Zionism that I am presenting. That is a plan that is absolutely satanic. The right that the Jewish people have, the Jewish people that are really, by blood, true Jews living in Israel as a land, these are the individuals, these are the peoples that the property, the land, Jerusalem is for. It is for these people that are Jewish through their lineage and that have received the promises of God and the protection of God to keep them in their land, eventually to bring them back to their land and establish them in that land. Now, there are within even the dark side of Judaism and religious Orthodox Judaism, and it would be, you might say, some of the Jewish lineages, if they are true Jewish, if they are truly Jewish, like this New York Rabbi Yaakov Shapiro, who, quote, states, "Zionist ideology falsely claims Israel is the nation state of the Jews everywhere and that every Jew is tied to it. This framing is anti-Semitic at its core." No. This is within the religious community, within the religious world of the rabbis. For this kind of statement, this individual, rabbi or not, doesn't understand the book of Revelation, chapter 7. There will be 12,000 people from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, of Jacob, that will be protected and will be the families that will carry on the coming generations in Israel. When their Messiah, the King of the Jews, returns. And within the Jewish community, you have hatred and misunderstanding and people that don't understand what God has stated, what the scriptures have stated about the children of Jacob. The 12 families, one excluded, the tribe of Dan has been omitted because Dan led the Jewish people thousands of years ago into witchcraft, 3,000-4,000 years ago, 3,400 years ago. But Israel, right now there is a shift. America, with Donald Trump, has been assisting Israel across the board. But as I have stated many times on my program, that Donald Trump is going to be in position as president for a short time, and he's going to be replaced. Once he's replaced, the attitude of this country and the next administration toward Israel is going to be simply this. Israel will not have a right to defend herself any longer as a nation. And the United States, we will promise Israel that the protection that Israel is going to need. Right now, Israel doesn't have the capacity to manufacture the arms that are needed. They don't have the economy, the finances. But eventually, after Donald Trump is out of office, the next administration is going to do what Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, did during his time in office. Let's see, what did Barry do? He during his time as president, began just incrementally would fund Israel because of the Republicans and the senators in the government, in Congress, and the lobby that was pushing for the United States to continue to fund Israel's wartime efforts. And Obama didn't like it. He wanted to cut back. And at the same time, not only cut back, but to control what munitions were sent over and the finances, because Obama was very anti-Semitic. At the same time, still is, he was attempting to build the America's military in the region in Syria. He always had a plan to expand U.S. military in the region, not just in Iraq, in Baghdad, with our regional command center that is there that was put in place during the, I believe it was the Clinton and Bush Jr. administration. And it became a compound. It was initially an embassy, but became a regional command center. It still exists. But with Donald Trump, Israel had eventually the funds that it needed to prepare for offensive objectives, not just defensive. This is important because eventually, shortly, with Israel, is presently preparing for the next round of conflicts. It's coming. We're not watching what's over there because we're watching what's happening in Ukraine with Russia. We're watching the BRICS countries develop and become more and more powerful. We're watching what China is doing internationally, Panama Canal, South America, in Nicaragua. We're watching what in Venezuela, in Colombia. We're watching now, the world is focused on what the left hand is doing, Jeffrey Epstein, and before that, the Charlie Kirk. And while this is happening, Israel is watching what is happening in the region, what's happening in Syria, what is happening in Jordan. Israel is stockpiling what is needed for the next conflict. So are the terrorists. Iran hasn't stopped manufacturing weapons. China is, there's a supply line coming out of China to the Middle East. Russia is still manufacturing. And these weapons are ending up in the region. Israel is not blind to it. Israel is going to respond. The next conflict is coming. The conflict is going to be in Syria and present-day Jordan. So what is happening, it's like watching the fireworks on the 4th of July. You find yourself, you know, the city where I grew up, there was an area, the county fairgrounds below the golf course. People would sit on the golf course sloping down toward the county fairgrounds. And then right at about 9:30, the first initial firework display would go up, letting everybody know that the show is beginning. And then they start launching. Well, you can't really enjoy each specific you know, what is being sent up, the reds, some are just an explosion with a red, all these red display and a blue display and then a multi display. You really can't enjoy it. It's just happening to you. Your mind can't grasp it. But for that split second, you get to see a great, you know, 10 of these mortars explode. Well, we're watching, the world is watching what's happening everywhere, like looking at that fireworks display. But in the middle of that display, one thing that is very important, what is happening in Israel is it's there, but it's you know, it's way back in the distance. Nobody's really paying attention. Benjamin Netanyahu was here because he wants to know, what is Donald Trump planning? What is he going to do in this matter of Iran? Iran is the big problem in the Middle East right now. The focus of everything happening in the Middle East, yes, Israel, yeah, Gaza, yeah, many things, but Iran. Netanyahu wants to know, where does Donald Trump sit with Iran? Donald Trump got, or Benjamin Netanyahu received his answer. Donald Trump believes that he is going to bring about some kind of maybe diplomatic answer. No. There's going to be conflict with Iran. And it's not, nothing can stop it. Not Donald Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu has his answer. Israel has to prepare. Has to, if it has to go it alone, it'll go it alone. We'll continue without the United States. Eventually, we, the United States, the plan is to begin to wean Israel even off of military weaponry and big, you know, funding. This is what Benjamin Netanyahu took back to Israel. Donald Trump wants to talk. Iran doesn't want to talk. The army, the armies in the region, they're watching what is happening in Gaza. They're watching what's happening with Benjamin Netanyahu and what he is doing with his military. And they realize that at this point, if Donald Trump is not really ready to commit to the Iran matter of building more nuclear weapons than what the signal is, the Arab nations might have an opportunity to once again begin the conflict. Then, like I stated, Israel has made it clear. Benjamin Netanyahu has made it clear. The West Bank is Israeli territory. The West Bank, they're going to resume construction. They need more homes, condominiums, apartments. Going to cause more. It's going to cut off the advantage that the Arab community has had to be able to communicate to both sides of that area. And by Israel building and taking more control, that area as a center of resistance they're going to have less capability to cause problems, conduct future military operations. And everyone is concerned about Iran having the ability to throw a few firecrackers over into Israel. That won't happen. It won't happen. They can throw maybe, you know, 5 tons of explosives, but they're not going to use nuclear weapons. That won't happen. If anybody uses nuclear weapons, which would be more along the line of neutron bombs, it will be Israel. In Ukraine, with Russia nuking some of the European countries, well, Russia may use something a little bit more than, little less than an atomic weapon, a nuclear weapon, but pretty right to the edge. Europe is going to suffer something at the hands of Russia here in the near future. But Russia will be spending most of its energy moving troops and equipment into the nation of Jordan for a coming conflict. Russia and some other countries are going to move their armies into present-day Jordan. Like I've been stating all along, and I'm going to continue to keep you updated, Israel is going to expand its territory, its real estate, into present-day Jordan. Israel is going to do that. Israel doesn't have a choice. The individual that is going to lead that next campaign is going to be Benjamin Netanyahu. The next campaign is going to be directed at the city of Damascus, where the compound, the strategies are carried out for the terrorists in the region, and also the landmass of present-day Jordan. That is Israel's target. Are they discussing it? Yeah. They are discussing it. And they won't have a choice. Once Israel occupies present-day Jordan, then the Russian war will begin in the Middle East with Turkey and with Iran and with Ethiopia, Libya, a few other countries up pocketed between Turkey and Russia. It's sitting in that pocket just below Russia and a little bit to the east of Turkey. I think Azerbaijan, I think it's going to be one of the regions. There will be conflict, a war in present-day Jordan. Thinking that it could be as early as this year, I don't know how it would how it could be extended into 2027. I don't know how it would be extended into the summer of 2027. But if it does happen, it will happen in the summer. This summer, I don't know. Things will have to escalate very quickly. I know that with Benjamin Netanyahu again returning to Israel, understanding clearly what Donald Trump's plan is to bring some kind of peace, stability in the region. Again, Donald Trump is not going to be successful. Somebody's going to make a mistake and trigger this next round of this next chapter of regional war in the Middle East. Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza? No. I'm reading that today that what's her name? Oh, I can't think of her name. She's a... what is her name? Pam, my goodness, I have it and I can't find it. Bowler, Commissioner Bowler, she's declared defiantly that forcing people to affirm Zionism on a religious liberty commission is the opposite of religious freedom. I will not resign, and I will not be bullied for following my Catholic conscience. And this county the commission chairman, Dan Patrick, announced he was kicking Bowler off this religious liberty commission. And she's firing back, saying the only one that can fire her is President Trump. But she says that I will not resign, and I will not be bullied for following my Catholic conscience. So, what's happening in this situation is just the tip of an iceberg. Eventually now, the matter of anti-Semitism, the matter of Zionism, so-called Zionism, is going to be the new topic. But in it, now remember, in years gone by, there was a deep anti-Semitic position of the Catholic Church. I don't know if Miss Bowler has been influenced by that. Carrie Bowler. But I do know that going back to World War II, there was the Catholic Church with, who was it? Was it Pope John? Who was it out of Romania? Was it? I think it was in 1943, 4. I think it was a Romanian, whoever was Catholic at the time, was selling the Nazis the gas Zyklon B, or the additive, so you could smell the gas, to the Germans for the ovens. So the Catholic Church has a history of anti-Semitism. The Lutheran Church also. These are the lampstands of Christ. In the evangelical churches, there is some anti-Semitism also within the Greek churches, the same. So the lampstands that John wrote about and wrote concerning Christ's words in chapter 1 of Revelation, the seven lampstands, the seven churches, the seven candlesticks. Yes, there has been anti-Semitism within the churches through the last 2,000 years, and in the Catholic Church. Now, Carrie Bowler, we don't know. I haven't read enough, seen enough, but I do see what Christ said would happen, the rise of anti-Semitism. There would be a spirit of anti-Semitism even within what we call the Zionist movement, or what is being Rothschild Zionism. There is absolutely an anti-Semitic spirit, deep hatred of the Jewish people, which in the Rothschild plans with Israel becoming a nation. They wanted Israel to become a nation. They know the prophecies that once Israel would become a nation, then the thinking within that Zionist sect would be Israel and Jerusalem would be the center of their new world, one world religious government. It would be Jerusalem and Israel. So there are two Zionisms. It has to be, you have to be real careful. The diabolical side with the Rothschilds and their plan, they knew. And God did, you might say, in his sovereignty, he did use them to bring Israel, the Jewish people, allowing them to return to Israel. And then Israel becomes a nation. Once Israel became a nation, as it fought for its independence, something occurred that the British couldn't quite see the future. They didn't have a crystal ball. Once Israel became a nation, or as it was becoming a nation, Israel began to fight for its independence from the Muslim terrorists, the Arabs in the region, France, and England. So Israel had to fight the British and the French and some other involvement, and then with the Arab community. So Israel has been a real problem to the British and to the Rothschild plan, but their plan is still continuing to this very day. And their plan had to continue and to expand out of Europe into the United States of America. So are the Christian groups, the Christian supporters, have they fallen maybe victim to the plans of the globalists? I would have to say yes, to a degree, absolutely. Because as they're pushing to assist Israel, they're actually giving they're setting the base for the coming occupation of Israel by the United States of America. We're going to occupy. I think Benjamin Netanyahu, I think he is right to sense something is up. He was coming to hoping that Donald Trump would take a position against Iran, and Trump didn't. Trump can't. God has another way to punish the nation, the ancient Persia. God is going to punish ancient Persia in a much different way, in conjunction with Russia, with Turkey, other nations up north in the region, and the Muslim armies out of Ethiopia and Libya. So Donald Trump is not going to interfere with God's plan to stop Iran from simply the attitude that the nation has against the leaders of Iran, and their attitude and the hatred of Israel and the Jewish people, the country, the people. On my website, thispresenttruth.com, there are two sections that you can go to, two areas. One, these programs that you're listening to now, This Present Truth program, also the ministry site, which is the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. So you have your options. Now on the Olive Tree site, I've just started doing the Book of Matthew. And in the Book of Matthew, verse 8, we are at the end of a period of time that Christ refers, he refers to this period called the time of birth pains and sorrows, the time in late pregnancy when a woman is just about to give birth. There's discomfort, there's just no position where the mother can get comfortable. And it's just, I've heard many people say, many women say, I wish this child would be born. Well, in the book of Matthew, verse 8, something that is going to happen that Christ says is going to be the birth of something that is going to be very uncomfortable for the world. It is what the Bible calls a time of tribulation. A time of tribulation. And at the end of this period of this pregnancy, one of the conditions that will be uncomfortable is what we term the Gaza War, which is a regional war spoken clearly in a prophecy in Psalms 83. It's a clear prophecy about a conflict with Israel as a nation against all of the nations in the region. And this is what the world has been witness to in the last 2 years. We have been watching the fulfillment of the Psalm 83 prophecy, and it occurs at the end of this pregnancy. Toward the very end of the pregnancy, there will be another major conflict that I'm going to talk about, which is the prophecy of Russia and other nations attacking Israel. But to attack Israel, they move all of their armies into present-day Jordan. And this is why I say that Israel right now is preparing for the next conflict. And the Russian war with the Allies cannot occur until Israel owns present-day Jordan. If that occurs this year, I don't know. I'm assuming it will happen this year, this spring. When that happens, when Israel owns present-day Jordan, then the invitation, you might say forced invitation of Russia, Iran, Turkey, the nations up north, other nations hostile to Israel, the Arab Muslim armies in Ethiopia and Libya are going to all unite, and they're going to bring their armies to the area in present-day Jordan. There's a big countryside out there, like a fairground, you might say. That is where they're going to gather. That's where they're going to be destroyed. This happens in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. I think I said 24, verse 8. Earlier. It is the time when the pregnancy, the world is just so pregnant with conflict, with war, with stress in the economies, with financial hardships, with the beginnings of what you term starvation. Verse 8, chapter 24, the end of the period of pregnancy, where everything is just, there's no rest, there's no comfort, there's not even any joy. I'm going to give birth to a baby. I'm looking forward to seeing the baby. No, I'm in too much discomfort, too much pain. I can't sleep. This is where the world is right now. So we all sense something is about to happen, but nobody knows what. With part of the conflict, part of the pregnancy, there will be upheaval in the societies with anarchy, not just in the United States of America, not just in England, in France, in Germany, in all these nations. There will be conflict and violence everywhere, not just in the area regions of war, but in modern stable societies. There will be rebellion. There will be witchcraft. This is what we are seeing right now. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, that one little verse is talking about the discomfort at the end of a pregnancy. And we, the world, is about to give birth to something that is going to be even more discomforting than what we're experiencing right now. This is why I'm giving you the, when I realized that Benjamin Netanyahu basically went back to Israel empty or without a promise from Donald Trump, without a assurance, Netanyahu realized, well, this matter with Iraq is not going to be resolved unless we take care of it. And at the same time, with Israel again, I don't want to bore you to death by rehearsing things, but with what has happened last week in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government saying, we have to take this region. The West Bank sits high. It overlooks the areas going to the north into Syria and to the east. They need that area. It's strategic. Also, it's a nice area. And by continuing to build in that area, it's going to force the Arab people out. They don't have a choice. They have to do it. The Gaza war is not Israel committing genocide on a people. Psalm 83 states that it is God punishing ancient enemies and ancient family members for what they have done to the Jewish people going back 3,600 years ago, 3,400 years ago. They have been causing problems with God's family, his family through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And the Lord didn't forget. He's going to punish those ancient families. And he's going to very shortly punish other ancient countries, Turkey, Russia, other countries in the region, out of North Africa, Ethiopia, Libya. Another punishment is coming. Another judgment is coming. Before that judgment comes, Israel is going to destroy present-day Damascus. Damascus has to be leveled. Then Israel will defeat any interference and conflict, aggression from present-day Lebanon. And Syria and Lebanon, they will work together in the next conflict. And to end it in Syria, Damascus will be destroyed. All their computer systems, their weapons, the caches where they're supplying, where they're storing their weapons, what's happening in present-day Jordan, and the terrorists that are being trained there also, it's going to come to an end. In the United States, is there going to be an answer to the riots in Minnesota? No. These people are going to continue their witchcraft. Their objective to the death. These people are fanatics. And when you get to the point of this type of fanaticism, it is unhealthy mentally to the point of really what I say, demon possession. The hatred is no different than the hatred of those in Islam toward Israel or toward the nations in which they live. This is just another form of hatred that goes deep, deep into the soul. And they'll never be happy again. There'll be no happiness for these people. Once the demons take over, once they are psychologically ruined because of demonic activity and hatred, it's just a matter of time. They will die young. They will die miserably. If Christ does return, in my view, in the fall of 2033, this means we're less than 8 years away from the return of Christ. And he is going to punish the nations, punish Israel for its corruption, but he's going to begin with Revelation chapter 1. All of these churches, all of these lampstands, all of these candlesticks, God is a righteous God, and he is going to punish his own people first. Before you punish the neighbor's children, you got to take care of your own children first. And this is exactly what God is going to do for the Christian people. Right now, there are ministries that are preparing the Christian evangelical members in the evangelical churches that there's a great time coming, a time of prosperity, a time of peace, a time that we're going to basically have a golden age. And though for millions of Christians that are invested in what we call dinar and silver and gold, silver prices are jumping daily, incrementally going back up to all-time highs. And there's thought out there in the Christian world that all this wealth that's going to come into the hands of the Christians will be used to further the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally. It's going to be used to help. Yeah, there's going to be help. There's going to be help for the residue, for the faithful Christian believers, for those that really do need help, that will use what they get to further the kingdom of heaven. But the others, they're just thinking, no, I'm going to get my portion. I'm going to sell my silver. I'm going to get millions of dollars. And yeah, I'm going to give some away. I'll give 10% away for the kingdom. Well, they're deceived. For those that are waiting for the finances to come in through what a dinar investment out of Iraq, it's not going to happen. The children of the world are too wise. It's not going to come into the hands of the Christian people, the Mormon people, all these investors. No, you're caught. You spent years waiting, thousands of dollars to buy as much as you can get your hands on as an investment. But Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, there is a pregnancy. We're in the last months, maybe, of this pregnancy that began when Israel became a nation in 1948. The gestation period has been, 70-something years? And it's going to, there's not going to be the golden age to the Christian people that believe that they're going to now live like they've always wanted to live. No, it's not going to happen. Scripture says that there will be those who are faithful to the Lord, who are close to the Lord, that love him, that they trust him for everything. They look to him for everything. These are the ones that the Lord is going to protect. These are the ones that are going to be faithful to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. These are the ones that all of America, all of the world, in every city, in every county, there is a group, a very small group, that has been absolutely faithful to the Lord, no matter what. These are the individuals that God is going to use to bring hope in the hard time that's coming. America is about to change administrations. Donald Trump, his administration is coming to a close. The hatred is evident. These people that are in rebellion, they want someone to be the leader of this ship, but not Donald Trump. When they don't realize Donald Trump has kept the ship upright, has kept the ship to some degree healthy from breaches, the rudder is still stable. The next administration, after the Russian war is over, then I think somewhere in there, maybe before, Donald Trump will be dismissed by the Lord. He will have fulfilled all of his duties. You might say he's been given a checklist, and he's been going right down that checklist through his time in political in as president. While he was and while he wasn't president, he had a checklist for the time that he would return to the presidency. But now he's at the end of the checklist. He has a few more things to accomplish. Then there's no sense in him being in the presidency. The final seven presidents, excluding Joe Biden, of the United States of America: Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, and now the seventh president, Donald J. Trump. And the one that will follow Donald Trump, in my view, will have to be Barack Obama. He will return to office. How? When? I don't know. Can't stop it. Going to happen. But little things that happen in the news, like I say, using a display of the 4th of July fireworks. Up front, you're watching the reds, the blues, the yellows, the whites, you're hearing the concussion bombs, you're hearing everything. It's brilliant. It's fantastic. But clear beyond, back in, behind, there are little things happening that no one's paying attention to, like Benjamin Netanyahu leaving yesterday, disappointed, going back to Israel, knowing that there's not going to be a solution to the Iran problem. The solution is he's going to have to prepare for the next conflict. So, okay, for this program again, Friday the 13th, 2026, a blessed day. Podcasts are on my website, thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. Open it up. You have two sections you can go to: This Present Truth or Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. My contact information presently: Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. The Lord Jesus bless you, keep you, protect you. We'll visit again in my next program. Bye.